Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. We're so glad that you're here today. We've had a wonderful week. I hope you've had a wonderful week. Hope this finds you healthy and happy and all those wonderful things. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at SpeakersPathway.com. And at SpeakersPathway.com, we've got a lot of great information there. One of the things that we're very, very proud of is the fact that we put on a webinar called Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support. And let me tell you what, the many, many people, we've had well over 100 and some, I don't know what the count is, it's well over 100 people, individual people who have signed up. They've already been interviewed. They're already there. They have shared their messages of inspiration, hope, and support. So in your hour of need and whatever your need might be, you might want to go there and simply just, you know, check it out. And most importantly, let the get in touch with them and let them know that you really appreciate what they're doing and the message. And also, if you know of someone that could benefit from that message, please share it with them. And another thing that we're very proud of is that speakerspathway.com, that we are the originators, Bill Heindrich, Don McGrath, and myself. We created the 6-minute webinar. And let me tell you what, that thing is really something, because if you got a product or a service and you'd like to get your message out to someone in a very short period of time, just give them the very clear message of what it is, what you got, and the benefit for it, and a call to action, the 6-minute webinar is for you. You can go to 6minutewebinar.com, and you can take a look at the video there. We also have an affiliate program for folks interested in affiliates at 6minutewebinar.com/main, M-A-I-N, hyphen, the word affiliate. That's simple. With us today, we've got one of the members of the Speakers Pathway Coalition, also a lady that participated in the 6-minute webinar as a pilot program. And we've got the honorary host of TogiNet here, Mr. Bill Heindrich. Bill, how are you today, sir?
I'm great, Jim. How are you?
Doing really good.
Yeah, good. Excited about our show today, and it's fun to hear you talk about 6-minute webinar, because people are really gravitating towards it. Something amazing happens when people go through that short course and learn how to really hone in their message. Not only do they get amazing results, but tremendous clarity. So it's very exciting.
They really do. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, today our guest on the show is a wonderful lady. We've known her for some time, Bill and I have. And she's, like I said, she's a member of the Speakers Pathway Coalition. Her name is Sherry Nguyen. Sherry is a 2-time Olympian. I believe the years were 1984 and 1988. She's also a National Basketball Coach of the Year, and she's a best-selling author. I think she's sold 3 best-selling books there on Amazon. And when it comes to speaking, this lady is in demand, because when she speaks, kind of like the old commercials, you know, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. Well, they listen, because, Bill, we both have heard her on stage, and we've seen her perform, and we've kept abreast of her, and we're both impressed with her, aren't we, sir?
Well, I know that Sherry, I'm not sure exactly what she's going to talk about. She has many different subjects, but why don't we just get started? How are you today,
sure.
Sherry?
Oh, hey, I'm awesome. With 2 of my favorite all-time men on the show, what a great honor it is to hang out with Jim and Bill. I'm just thrilled just to be able to talk to you guys.
It's fun to be with you, too.
Yeah.
Thank you. So what I'm going to talk about today, and, you know, we can make this as interactive and you guys can jump in and add to it or whatever you want to do, but being certain in an uncertain world. So with all the COVID-19 and how people are, you know, there's just a lot of people distancing. They don't know where to go. They've lost their hope. They've lost their sense of direction, and kind of floating. I mean, they're just kind of in this really weird space where they don't know where do I go from here? What do I do from here? And it seems like a lot of people lose hope in this time. They start feeling helpless and helpless. And so I want to talk about, you know, being certain in an uncertain world.
You know, Sherry, it's such a great topic. In fact, before we came on the air, you and I were talking about my situation, and I told you that I felt like I was sitting in a holding pattern at the airport, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what's really going on for everybody. What are you seeing with people, and what are some suggestions that you have for people to get through these uncertain times?
Well, you know, I've been, since I'm writing my new book, which is called Winning Leadership, 7 Secrets to True Employee Champions and Sales Superstars. So I've been interviewing CEOs, CFOs, VPs, and presidents all around the country. So I really have great insight about some of the struggles they're having. And I was talking to a superintendent that works in Colorado of a school district there the other day, and he said, you know, we don't know what to do. Like, we've got such divisiveness. If no matter which direction we go, you know, about 50% of the population is against us, about 50% is for us. So a lot of that's happening where people are like, we don't know what to do, because and there's a certain faction of the country that says we have to absolutely 100% wear a mask. And there's a certain faction that says they don't matter anyway. It's stupid. There's a certain faction that say, you know, COVID-19 is just a hoax. And there's a certain faction that says, well, my friend died from it. And so it's really such, you know, leaders are struggling, trying to even get their teams in a unified force. And so many people are trying to say, you know, they're like, we don't know where to go. We just don't even know who to listen to anymore. So that's really what I'm hearing about, you know, out there in this uncertain time, is we don't even know what the facts are. We're not even sure what they are. We're not sure which direction to go.
I can understand that because there's a lot of people that feel that way. Some of them feel that, we need to, you know, step up to the plate and get serious about this. And others feel like we've just, you know, been misled or it's been, you know, overblown or whatever. But, you know, I can see what you're saying there, Sherry. My goodness gracious, because a lot of people are just all over the place. And that's a hard thing to deal with, isn't it, Bill?
Oh, well, there's many, many interesting aspects of what's happening right now. As you know, Sherry, I'm a graduate, and something that you're very familiar with.
Yeah, we're losing you there, Bill. We're losing
breaking
you
up a little
breaking
bit.
Up. So, so I'm going to jump in because I couldn't understand what you're saying, and then maybe
sure.
You'll get back. But one of the things that I talk a lot about in this being certain in an uncertain world is really the power of hope. And so, you know, without hope, then you get a lot of helplessness. You get a lot of people who go down that road of anxiety. They go down the road of depression. They go down the road of, you know, if I don't have hope, then what I break in some dysfunctional habit. So hope is really, really essential. And so some people say, well, how do you get hope? How do you, you know, if it's such a dire situation, how do I gain hope? And it's really interesting, but one of the things that I've learned is the more grateful you are, the more hopeful you become. So it's just mm-hmm. practicing the art of gratitude. It's practicing the art of gratitude. It's learning to be grateful for what is in front of you, for what you're experiencing now, or for what you're experiencing anywhere else. So what do you think about that, Jim?
You're right on, because as you're saying that, we got about 3 minutes left before we go to a commercial break. But, you know, I wanted to share this with you. A lot of people that's spoken on the messages of inspiration, hope, and support there, their messages are recorded there on speakerspathway.com. A lot of them hit on that about being grateful for what you got and look to how you can bless others. And they really hammer that because that is really something we need to focus on, because rather than focus on ourselves, we need to focus on, you know, not look internal, but external. And I know that Bill talks a lot about that when he, on his book, he's got the, you know, the free book, for example, you can download. It's called Clarity Has No Story. You just go to myfreebook.me, M as in Mike, E as in Echo. And Bill has got so many of them. If you order 1,000 a day, he don't run out of stock. Isn't that right, Bill?
That's, I have actually an infinite number on hand. It's a digital print or digital.
There you go.
Yeah, get as many as you want. Absolutely. Sorry, right. I had a little technical glitch there, so I just missed the last couple minutes.
Right. We're just talking about the power of hope and the importance of connecting hope to gratitude, because the more grateful you are, the more hopeful you become. And seeking out that power, seeking out that gratitude, you know, making it a part of your day is to either have a gratitude journal or go on just, you know, that attitude of gratitude moment where you're just like, you know, there are good things happening.
Oh, you're exactly. Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, yeah, gratitude is so very, very important. But the thing that I look at isn't hope. What I do is I trust.
Mm.
And when I'm trusting, I'm able to make choices and be responsible.
Mm.
Back in the days before I began my transformation, when my world was a mess, I used to hope a lot.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, I like, you know, we've talked before, Sherry, about the difference between accountability and responsibility, having power or being a victim. And responsibility creates power. And we must trust in our choices. We're all going to be okay. It just looks different now.
Absolutely.
It just looks different. But I think we're going to head to break here for a second. I'd mm-hmm. like to hear more about that from you, Sherry, when we come back from this break. It's a really fascinating topic about being prepared for the future. See you in a minute.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Residents of Alligator Point, Florida, discovered a 400-pound gabrielunzi bear raiding their garbage. They called the local wildlife authorities. The officers came out and shot the bear with a tranquilizer dart in order to move him. Unexpectedly, the frightened bear swam out into the water, where it started to drown as the tranquilizer began taking effect. Adam Warwick, an officer from the Wildlife Commission, jumped into action, swimming towards a juggernaut bear, while the other officers tried to figure out how to rescue both of them. Adam was somehow able to grab the bear and paddle 25 yards to the shore, saving the bear's life. The bear was then loaded on a truck and transported back to its home in the forest. What's the word for a last-minute attempt to get something done? A charrette.
It's marching down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. As we mentioned earlier, we talk a lot about the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And we've got a bunch of speakers there. If you go to SpeakersPathway.com and you scroll down a little bit, you're going to see messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And we've got well over 100 speakers there. Their individual topics on what their specialty is that they wanted to share with everyone. And it was, the first run was so successful, we had a second run through popular demand. And then we're going to start a third run. And I just like to share, because of that, since I hosted most of them, because we were running Monday through Friday and Dawn did the one on Friday while I was doing a radio show. But because of those efforts of looking out and seeing how you can bless others, especially during this time in their hour of need, one of the benefits and one of the blessings that came out of that, in fact, has been many, but it's been the six-minute webinar. That's exactly where that came from, and it was came from a previous incident that we were in training that we were involved with. And Bill, you were very instrumental in that six-minute webinar, were you not, sir?
Well, I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, I guess, Jim. You know, the six-minute webinar, it's so exciting, but the thing that excites me the most is the way it gets a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, a business person, a salesperson, to be able to really focus in tight on the message that they want to give to their customer or client, which causes the customer or client to react in a positive way because the message is so well niched, Jim.
It really, truly is. And the thing that I really like about it, because Don McGrath, I've got to talk about Dandy Don, and I know that Sherry will talk about him a little bit too. And, you know, he is the speaking geek. He really is, because if you have a message and you need to get it trimmed down and you don't know, and you're all over the place, Dandy Don McGrath is the man that you need, because, you know, Bill, he's the best I've ever seen as far as being a speaker. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, Don is a very, very, very talented person, much like the guest on our show today. We've got an extremely talented person on here, Sherry Wynn. And before the break, we were talking about gratitude and getting through these changing times. And how big of a piece is acceptance in this, Sherry?
Well, I just really believe, you know, from receiving tremendous coaching from you and others, Bill, and reading, you know, hundreds and hundreds of books, that when we just step into the acceptance phase, we go with the flow and we're not fighting so hard. The fight increases our suffering. The acceptance is allowing and trusting. I think it comes back to what you were saying before, is about the trust issue, right? It's trusting that, you know, we're going to be able to make this through, that there is a great faith part there. And acceptance doesn't mean quitting, right? It doesn't mean throwing the towel and saying, oh, you know, this is, I'm just going to quit. Nothing works out anyway. That's not acceptance, right? Acceptance is stepping into the trust factor and believing that you're in the right path, things are going in the best path for you, for your ultimate journey. And resistance is, you know, that it's reaction, it's panic, it's believing that nothing is going to work out, it's, you know, I've got to fight harder, and the harder you fight, the worse you feel. So, and I know you're an expert on this topic, Bill, so I'd love to hear more about what you have to say about it.
Well, the thing that I was thinking about when you were talking was, the great analogy that I like is using rock, taffy, or water to describe your level of acceptance. Are you flowing with it? Are you kind of moving and twisting like the taffy? Or are you there with your arms folded saying, I'm not changing? And that's what really creates the suffering, doesn't it, Sherry?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. There's a lot of, you know, right now, the people who are doing well with their businesses are all pivoting. They're all flowing with a new idea, a new thought. They're moving forward. And others who are just like, it's not going to work. This is going to be bad. It's going to be horrible. And they're creating, you know, basically the outcome that they're talking about. But the people who are saying, you know, I'm going to flow with this, I'm going to find what works, like yoga studios, which actually increased, right? They increased their enrollment when they went online. And they said, well, if we can't do it in-house, how can we do it online? In what ways can we pivot to make this work? So there's that place of, let's go with the flow of what's happening. Let's step into the flow. Let's step into, you know, we're going to paddle downstream with what's going on. We're not going to turn around and fight upstream and paddle, exhausted, paddle, and get nowhere. It's like, okay, let's stand in that place of acceptance.
It's so important, Sherry. You know that today more than ever, as you know, again, I work with energy. I teach people about energy. And the only path into the new world is energetic. It's the only way you're going to find your way. And if you're in a constant state of upset, then you're living in a fog in a clouded area where it's very difficult to see the path. Things are changing rapidly. What are a couple things that you tell your clients and when you speak, Sherry, that you make sure you point out regarding acceptance and what's going on?
Well, I think you taught me this. There's a difference between pain and suffering, Bill. And so we're going to have experiences in our life that come in that are challenges. And we can either choose to be mad, angry, upset at them, look at all the negatives in them, or we can choose to find, search for, look for those opportunities that exist. Because in all experiences in our life, there is some manner of opportunity, some manner of moving forward, something that's going to help us get unstuck. And so it's really the viewpoint. You know, how's this opportunity and what possibilities can this opportunity bring me greater hope, greater joy, you know, more freedom, more love? What is this really doing for me rather than to me? And when people can just change that outlook, then they can get out of the suffering. And I think it's so important that you know this, is that, yes, things are happening right now in COVID-19. You know, you might lose your business, but it doesn't mean you have to lose all business, right? You can stand in that pain if you want to, or you can say, what have I learned and how can I move forward and what opportunity now exists for me? So that's the difference between, you know, standing in that pain opportunity and standing in that resistance versus standing in acceptance and moving with the flow of energy that's around you.
It is so true. You know, one of the, I don't remember which book it was, one of the old motivational books, it might have been Think or Grow Rich or How to Influence People, Andrew Carnegie, but it was in one of those, they said, every problem contains a seed of opportunity that's equal to or greater than the problem itself. And that's, yeah. it's really true, right, Jim?
Yeah, it sure is, because, yeah, exactly, because that was written by Napoleon Hill, and it
Napoleon Hill.
And it was also in the book Success to a Positive Mental Attitude with Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone. Mm-hmm. And Sherry, before we go any further, there's going to be some people out there that, you know, they're saying, hey, I got to know more about Sherry. Would you be so kind as to give your website? And, you know, you've written so many books. My goodness gracious, you got a library. How could someone get a hold of you and your books and all those wonderful things?
You can visit my website at www.thewinningleadershipcompany.com. And also my email address for that is Sherry, Sherry, at thewinningleadershipcompany.com. And, you know, always, this is funny, but I don't know how many times I've been online and I've done, you know, summits online, I've done webinars online, I've done radio shows, I was on a podcast, you know, recently. And I say to people, look, write to me, I'll send you a free F-R-E-E book and give you a coaching, give you an opportunity to have a coaching call with me. And it's so funny because most people go, no, that sounds like something's wrong. Well, here's what I ask in return. Anytime that I offer that out is that all I ask back in return is the person rants and raves about me, you know, to their cousin, uncles, dogs, cats, anybody else that they meet. So, yeah, it's not really free because I'm asking you, like, if you love what I say, if you love my books, if you love the coaching session that I offer, that you're going to talk to any organizations or any associations that you know and say, hey, I met this wonderful person named Sherry Nguyen, and she's the real deal. So, but I do offer that out. So if you're out there listening right now, what I can tell you is I will give you a free book. I will send it to you in the mail. So it is a actual, like, mail copy. and you can mark on it, make your notes in the margins, whatever, and also give you a free coaching call where we can get some clarity for you so that you can move forward out of the stuckness that you may be offering and learn to be more accepting, and how stepping into acceptance will move you forward.
Wow, that's really incredible, Sherry, because my goodness gracious, because I'm just sitting here reading here, and you're writing your fifth book entitled Winning Leadership, Seven Secrets to Employee Champions and Sales Superstars, and you interviewed over 100 leaders, and, you know, it's just amazing that you have all that information, because Bill, as she said that, I thought, oh my goodness, someone's going to say, wow, we could grab that free book from her and we could help change our world, people we're with, our environment, our business. That's amazing, isn't it, Bill?
Well, it really isn't amazing. It's Sherry. This is the way Sherry rolls. Yeah. And that's why she's so popular. Now, Sherry, I'd like you to speak a moment about your speaking, because you speak all over the country. And now with the pandemic, obviously that has changed. Are you doing virtual speaking for companies? Tell the audience
absolutely
about your ability in speaking.
Yeah, so I do virtual. Actually, I just got hired by Adobe, the Adobe that you know, the PDF stuff, Adobe, to speak for them on a masterclass message in August. So, yeah, I still do webinars online, those master classes, and even keynotes online for companies. So, and now's the time that people need it. Now's the time that they need to bring those, you know, help their people get more inspiration, because during times like this, people need higher levels of inspiration, because not everybody has that, you know, that inside themselves. They need to grab onto those messages of you know, hope and inspiration.
Hey, you're exactly right. We're about 30 seconds out from taking a commercial break, but I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back after the commercial break, we're going to be talking a lot more about Sherry and with her, and I should say, and I'll tell you, it's amazing. She's an amazing lady. She really is. And we're going to break right now for commercial. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Congratulations on being the proud owner of an adorable, soft, cuddly, sweet-smelling, smiling, cooing, hungry, tired, gassy, screaming little bundle of joy. So now what? Where's the owner's manual for this thing? Where are my instructions? Right here. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on toginet.com. Infant care specialist Blythe Lipman has worked with babies for over 20 years and works extensively with new parents, providing workshops, in-home visits, tips, and daily phone calls to ease those frazzled nerves. With Baby and Toddler Instructions, you can get the advice you need on how to survive and enjoy your baby's first year. For more information on Blythe and how she can help you, go to babyinstructions.com. From 32 ways to stop a baby from crying to 14 ways to get a baby to eat and so much more. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on toginet.com.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by the good guys over at speakerspathway.com. We got a lot of great information there on messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And we've got the main brain, the idea guy behind the six-minute webinar with us today, the honorary host of here on TogiNet, Mr. Bill Heindrick. And Bill, our guest, Sherry Wynn. Oh, my goodness. This lady is a just incredible, isn't she, sir?
You know, she really is. What's so amazing about Sherry, she's had so many experiences, but all of her experiences throughout her entire life, Jim, have been around coaching. She was either being coached or became a coach and was very successful at that. But I had a question, Sherry, about we've been talking about some times what to do. What are some things people can do to feel as if they have more control or to gain more control in their lives?
Right. I think in all the shifts, you probably agreed with me on this, Bill, in all the shifts, it becomes first something that you do on a level of thinking. So it's on a level of thinking. You have to change your thoughts, you know, so that you can really move in a different direction, because what you're thinking determines what you're feeling. And so, you know, if you're feeling something bad, you're in alignment with that. You've got to get out of that. So you have to focus on the things you want to think about. You have to focus on what's controllable. And your thoughts are controllable. Now, some of you say, well, my thoughts are like, I get all these thoughts and they're hitting me left and right. And I'm like, yeah. And so you haven't learned that you can control your thoughts. Most people allow their thoughts to think them rather than them thinking their thoughts. So, you know, and that's the power of meditation. It's the power of getting into that silence. It's the power of listening to what you say to yourself, and the power to know that you can stop those messages. You can change the messages. And that's really the power of understanding that you have the controllable factor of what you choose to think and how you choose to view the world.
That's really amazing. And I like the way you put that, Sherry, because as you were talking, the one thing that popped in my mind immediately, it's an old phrase from Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone, and many others have used it too, including Zig Ziglar. And that is, your attitude will determine your altitude. And that's so important, because you're in charge of that, aren't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, so many people just don't understand that they get to choose how they view something. And, you know, they spend too much time trying to control other people. And the truth is, when they gain control of themselves, their world looks different. And they're too busy trying to say, well, they should or they shouldn't, and they live in all the shoulds, you know, instead of saying, you know, I can't control that person, but I can control me. I can control the way I view that person. I can control the way that I can send love to that person or compassion to that person. I can stand in compassion rather than standing in judgment, which changes the whole energy that's existing between the two of you, and it changes your energy. Right? It gives you that opportunity to feel better, and it allows you to know that you do have some control over what's going on. I mean, how you pass somebody. Like, if you pass somebody, you're like, you need to put that mask on. What are you doing? Well, you're creating resistance because you're pushing, right? Well, if you pass somebody and you don't say anything, but you send them a compassionate message, you might find that the person just looks at you, sees your mask, and pulls their mask up. It's just a different, you know, you can't change it through anger, but you might be able to change it through compassion and love and just focusing on that person. And the other thing it does for you is you're not mad and angry. You're not walking around going, that person should be, they're endangering us and they're going to kill me. And well, no, your controllable factor is to send them love, to stay, you know, your distance from them, to make a wide berth, to don't stand next to them in line. Those are all your controllable factors, and it changes the outcome of your experience.
Boy, that is so true, Sherry. Such a great point. You know, as you were talking about that and seeing those things, the first thought that I had, first thing that came to me was going right back to the gratitude. When you feel those things, because you can't be grateful and angry at the same time. It can't happen. But we can't control what everybody else is doing. You know, and I do wear a mask, and I wear it out of respect for others. That's the first, even before my own health. you know, I happen to be in more rural areas, but it's more about others, and I'm considerate and
You're breaking up there a little bit, Bill, but Bill, you're breaking up there a little bit, you know. That's okay,
yeah,
brother.
Go ahead.
That's okay.
Technical issues on the speaker on my end. But
I remember one.
Go ahead.
I remember one time I want to share this little comment, and I've always laughed when I heard about it. And a friend of mine that I know, he was speaking on stage, and he made the comment. He says, for years, he says, I always felt like, why wasn't I born rich and good looking? And he says, that can make you miserable when you stop and think about it, especially when you look at me and look at my bank account. But he says, I did not let that control me, because that can destroy you on all fronts of your life. And when he said it, I wish I could say it as funny as he did, but it was very, very true, because if we're looking at things we cannot control and let those things control us, I mean, we're in a world of hurt, aren't we, Sherry?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing how that one thing, focusing on what you can control, how that can change your life. I mean, I taught that when I coached basketball for 23 years. I'm still teaching that as I coach CEOs and CFOs and their teams. And how people, that one thing, I mean, I've had, you know, I would say a good 75% of my players, after I coach them, come back and say, you know, that one thing that you taught me, to focus on controllable factors, has changed my life. I'm happier. Like, I feel like I have more freedom in the world. I feel just totally unencumbered by the anger that I used to hold. And I think that's so important that people know, like, why are you so focused on the things you cannot control and putting all your energy into them? And if you'll just, you know, turn 6 inches and think about what, you know, how can I control my reaction? How can I control what I do? How can I be the best version of myself? And that just changes your world. It changes your life. You step into something that's so much beautiful, more beautiful, and adds so much more joy to your life by a simple pivot to what you can control.
Yeah, because I like what you're saying there, because, you know, the things that you teach, the principles, and as far as athletics and, you know, how to, you know, look at things, their attitude and all that, those are very similar to the things that go in the corporate world, do they not?
Oh, man, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the synchronicity is incredible between, you know, the two worlds. But I think we try to separate our lives into compartments, and you just really can't. We're not that separate. I mean, people try to separate. We're not that separate. And the more that we see those things that are connected, the more that we live in those spaces of connection, the more that we can have congruence in our own lives.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when Bill talks on the topics of, you know, how to, you know, be positive and how to, you know, keep your mind off the things that you don't want and on the things that you don't, that you do want. I mean, it's really amazing, because all of his messages, they come from one thing. They come from the heart, and it's all about looking out rather than looking in. Because once you start looking in, inward, you start, you know, you put yourself into a box. And that really does not only hurt you, but it hurts everyone else. Because if you look outward with love, how can you be a blessing to others? How can you share your love and your life with others? That's when you're on the road to success. And money is the last thing that can make you successful. And, you know, Bill, is your audio back, brother?
You tell me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Put another quarter in that thing, Bill.
It sounded good on my end the whole time, Jim.
You sounded good. Go ahead, brother.
You know that. You know, it's really true, and with what you're talking about, Sherry, and it. As you know, I talk about the difference between surviving and thriving, and when we're surviving, we're stuck in the physical world. Mm-hmm. And when you're stuck in the physical world, you're all about acquiring, the need to acquire. And when you're thriving energetically, you're only looking at expansion and being of service. Can you say something about that?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's, you know, you talk about service, and I think that you can't talk about service without talking about love. Mm-hmm. And you can't talk about love without first knowing what it is. So that itself is a journey, right? The journey to unconditional love. When you have that, you can then, you're able to serve more because there is greater love within you, which comes out as service, and you can't really hold it in. I mean, once you understand what that feels like, you can't hold it in. You have to let it go and you have to give it. And so what you're doing is you're standing in that position of being able to give more because you love more. And I just see this interconnectedness that a lot of times that people try to serve, but because they can't serve from the heart, which is love, they cannot serve. It feels like empty to them, and it feels like a, mm-hmm. a struggle. Mm-hmm.
You know, yesterday, Sherry, I was having a conversation with a client, very successful, high-level financial retirement consultant, who's been a client of mine for a while. And he said to me, he says, you know, I just have to tell you, when you first started talking to me about detachment and being of service, it made no sense to me at all. But he said, I don't sell anymore. I just go in and serve my clients now. Mm. And his mm-hmm. business is booming. Mm. You know, mm-hmm. I walk into meetings and I don't walk in. Like, he used to do reviews for people. And before he did a review for people, annual review, he would go through all of their things, study their case, and then come in with a recommendation when he met with them. He doesn't do that anymore. Now he just goes and meets with them.
Yeah, because he's present. He's really present. Yeah. Then, right?
And now they're asking him if they can do something.
Oh, my God.
Because he's there to be of service. He said it's one of the most profound things he's ever learned in his life. And that's about giving, because when you give, you have to be detached. You're there just to be of service. I know we're going to go to break for a second. There's so many things we could talk about. We'll be right back with Sherry Wynn in just a moment.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
If you have a lot of spizzorinktum or the will to win, and you have a strong desire to be a part of your favorite sports team, the National Hockey League might be for you. Did you know that if both goalies on an NHL hockey team are injured, anyone at the game is eligible to step in and play the part? Teams have resorted to using their coaches, team owners, and even their web designers to fill in for injured goalies. It's as simple as slipping into your breezers or hockey pants. The original hockey puck was made out of frozen cow dung. The fastest puck shot on record was clocked at 114 miles per hour. And I'd like to take this opportunity to send out a special thanks to the men and women of our armed forces serving our country around the world. It's Marching Day. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well,
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. We've got a lot of great information there for you as far as the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. We've also got a six-minute webinar. You can go to 6SIXMinuteWebinar.com. You can find out about us there. You can play the little video and show what we can do in 6 minutes. If you got a product or a service and you want to get your message out to a customer, go to the 6MinuteWebinar.com and check it out. And if you're an affiliate and you want to be affiliated with us, we're welcome to have you. Just go to 6MinuteWebinar.com/Maine, M-A-I-N, like Main Street, and then just a dash and then put in the word affiliate. And I tell you right now, I'm honored to have Sherry Wynn with us today. She's a two-time Olympian. She's a National Basketball Coach of the Year. She's an Amazon three-time best-selling author. She has spoken up to 14,000 people at one time without a loudspeaker, and that's really amazing. And but you know, Sherry, I want to share something with the folks out there. How can people get in touch with you? Would you be kind enough to share your website, your email address, and most importantly, how they can get some of these books here so they can help their folks that they come in contact with?
So you can find me at www.thewinningleadershipcompany.com. And then my email address is Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, at thewinningleadershipcompany.com. And I had already offered this. I'll just say it again is, if you'll email me and just say, I heard you on with Bill and Jim, and I'd love to have a free book. Then I will mail you a hard copy of a free book. All I ask in return, I know because everybody goes, well, there's nothing free. All I ask in return is this, is that you rant and rave about me. If you like what I say, if you like what the words say in the book, if you hear me speak and you love it, that you share with others, that you rant and rave to your friends, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your bosses, your company CEO, any of those people. And that way, I get something in return and then you feel good taking the book and then everybody's happy.
Yeah, what's really amazing about that, when you said you wanted to rant and rave and share it with others, holy smokes, Bill, she has just set herself up for all this energy to come flowing her way, because when you love others and you share energy with them, it just hits you like a big tsunami, doesn't it, brother?
Well, they can only flow that way, Jim, when you're coming from that place. Sherry, I know there's a lot of great speakers, but you do professional speaking as your main living. And obviously, you've had some changes here with the pandemic. I know that you're doing some virtual talks for corporations, schools, and other places. Mm-hmm. What are some of a couple of the topics you're talking about now in the speeches that you're giving? Because I know before the pandemic, you're at the airport every week going somewhere to speak.
Right.
So
right.
What are some topics you've changed, some things that people really like to hear about?
Well, I always talk about leadership. So when there's companies and they want some topic on leadership, any of those that are communication, conflict resolution, time management, work-life balance, I do all of that. But, when people hire me to really come in and to coach their leaders, which is what I've been doing more of since the pandemic, we get on a much deeper level. And we start accessing and discovering what their, what are their true obstacles. And then we'll have a personal blueprint, if you will, to help those individuals move and shift and get out of the things that are stopping them. And it's so interesting that when I've been doing this interview with all these, CEOs from across the country, and I'm about to have my first interview with a Fortune 500 CEO, which I'm excited about, from Land O'Lakes. But, I asked them the question, what's been your biggest challenge as a leader? And over 70% of the responses have been myself.
Wow. That's amazing, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, myself. That they're willing to be that honest.
Yeah. Yeah, because Sherry, you have spoken with, you've been summoned, and you've worked with like New York Life and Edward Jones, and you're just a very high-level, in-demand speaker. And I'm so glad and thankful that we've had that, you know, you to be on our show today, but you were able to fit us into your schedule. My goodness gracious, because your topics that you speak on and all the years of experience in leadership, my goodness gracious. I mean, yeah, I'm very, very impressed with you, Sherry. I just want to personally thank you for being with us today. We're not near the end of the show or anything, but I wanted to say that before I got it. I just wanted to say, folks, when you have a quality person like Sherry went on, I mean, do yourself a favor, get one of her books, and most importantly, share her message with others, because, Bill, I tell you right now, she makes us look good, doesn't she, brother?
Yeah, well, that's for sure. You know, one of the things that I've enjoyed, Sherry, are the Facebook Lives that you do. And mm-hmm. You're doing two or three. How many of those are you doing a week? And how can people go see those? Because what are some of the topics you talked about this week on your Facebook Lives?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is where, you know, we were talking about my topics, and you're right, Bill. I talk about a lot of different things. And so when a company calls me and they say, we want you to come talk, I'll say, what's your biggest challenge? And then I'll talk about it, right? So I'm talking actually about compassion for Adobe. That's the topic, is going to be about compassion, you know, in COVID-19, being compassionate alone and together. So that's going to be the topic. But this week I talked about Why You Should Love Crisis is one of my Facebook Lives. And so we had that conversation. And the other topic was about healing your heart. So I do those on Tuesdays and Thursdays, usually around 3:30 Montana time, which is 5:30 Eastern time. And you can just go to Sherry Wynn, just join my Facebook, just ask me to come on. It's not a group. It's just my personal page right now. But I'm getting people more and more saying, look, we want you to form a group. We need more of this. We need more conversations with you. Can you do more of these? So I'm not exactly sure where that's leading me yet, but I am certain that it's going to be bigger as more and more people are really just saying, look, we love what you have to say. I can't wait till the next time, and it's not enough. So that's good. They're saying it's not enough. We want more.
Oh, yeah. Just do what Bill says. Just follow the
energy. Well, I know your message is – go ahead, Jim.
I was going to let Bill go first because Bill always says something very intelligent, and I learned something. So, Bill, you go right ahead, brother.
Well, all I was going to point out is, having followed Sherry's Facebook Lives, the messages are becoming more and more clear and more powerful. They're just really beautiful, Sherry. You're doing amazing with them.
Well, thank you. And I really owe that to Bill for, Bill was one of the my personal coach for a few months, and he really, really gave me some clarity on stepping into my authentic self. And what I've learned is the more that I step into my authentic self, the greater I speak from my heart, and the greater I speak from my heart, the more that it's really heard, and the more that people want to hear that. So, and let me just tell you that Bill can really... if you're looking for somebody to assist you and grow you and get you out of any of those self-contained boxes that you put yourself into, I'm going to tell you that Bill's the guy that can really, shortcut you out of that.
Yeah, he can set you free there.
I carry you around a pack of dynamite. I'll break you right out of it.
There you go. Yeah, he'll give you the key there to the lock.
What's it been like, Sherry, as you've become more and more authentic?
Oh, wow.
What's your life like?
I dump the fear, number one. That's huge. When you're not living in fear of what somebody else is going to think about you, or a fear if what I say is the right word, or, is somebody, the fear of being disliked. When you dump all the fear and you're truly just stepping into, you can say faith, or you can say love, or you can say heart-centered, whatever word you want to use, you just come across differently. I mean, the connection is so different when people are listening to you because they feel that they feel something that's rare to them. They don't feel that it's like you're putting on some sort of fake show, or you're trying to sell them something, or you're trying to come across it. So they just go, man, how'd you get that realness? Like, you're real. I want to hear more of that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Sherry, also, too, we got about 3 minutes left. I wanted you to just touch on lightly about how important it is to fill your cup daily so you can help others. Would you share a little bit of that with us, please?
Well, first of all, you know, you have to give your permission to give to yourself, because you can't give what you don't have. And so that, and women especially are too, you know, they're always trying to give to other people. And so they say, I'm too busy to spend 30 minutes a day on me. And I'm like, man, you can't give what you don't have. And so you need to fill that cup up daily, whether that's, you know, meditation, prayer, journaling, reading, you know, just being, having a gratitude journal, whatever that is to remember that if you don't have it, you can't give it. And the second thing about this is, if you don't fill your cup daily, and then something, you know, you have a challenge come to your life, and you're trying to meet that challenge from an empty cup, it's impossible. That's mm-hmm. when the bottom drops out. But if you have something in that cup because you've been filling it, then when those things occur to you, and they will, because this is how the life works, you know, we're going to meet challenges. It is part of our life experience. It's a part of the human experience. Well, if you have something in that cup because you've been filling it every day, you can meet that challenge with more ease.
Yeah, you certainly can. That's very important, because you can't go very far on an empty tank. And, you know, Sherry, one thing I wanted to say also, too, is that with your speaking ability and all the places where, you know, you've spoken and all the messages that you've inspired people, you've also been a part of the messages of inspiration, hope, and support, haven't you?
I have, absolutely. I've done two of those for Speaker's Pathway. I loved sharing a Speaker's Pathway. I'm a member of Speaker's Pathway. I will continue to be a member of Speaker's Pathway because of the benefits that I receive and the connections I receive, the networking that I'm receiving, the knowledge I'm getting. So, man, kudos to you guys and the Speaker's Pathway.
Well, thank you so very much. And ladies and gentlemen, all of the information has been shared as far as websites and all that. That will be in the description of the show. I'd like to ask you personally, if you would, to be kind enough to subscribe to the show, share the show. Most importantly, go to speakerspathway.com and check out the message of inspiration, hope, and support. And finally, if it's your birthday today, we want to wish you a very happy birthday. Remember, all birthday cakes and desserts are considered health food on your birthday. So don't cheat yourself. Go out there and just enjoy yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next week. Have a wonderful weekend.